MODO.US.
Visit MODO.US for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games and now introducing live blackjack, roulette, and casino hold'em. These are so much fun. Modo always has generous jackpots, free spins, and exciting promotions. Register today at MODO.US for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
MODO.US.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
The government debating shutdown. Why? Because a very large number of people in the Congress, both Senate and House, want to spend more money. A very small number, chiefly in the House, but also it includes senators, want to spend less money. Therein is a simple debate. And if I read the headlines correctly, the major newspapers and media commentators are cheering for the majority that wants to spend more money. I welcome Veronique DeRougie of the Mercatus Center, who helps me understand this in terms of spending, spending, spending. An article in the National Review identifies the current debt of the United States government is $33 trillion. It's accelerated since the Trump administration through the Biden administration. No end in sight. It doesn't sound attractive, so I go to Veronique to say, Veronique, the Federal Reserve is fighting inflation, which topped in the nines in 2022. You have guided me for some time to understand that part of the solution for solving inflation is for Congress to spend less. However, here I see all the newspapers and the vast number of members of Congress and all their supporters spending more. Are they unaware that this connects to inflation? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. I think people have a hard time making, or they don't want to make, the connection between how much we spend and inflation. And especially the real risk that we face, leaving aside the Federal Reserve and whether it's going to stop raising rates, is that because rates are higher, it means that interest payments are going to be higher, and how we end up paying for those interest payments or financing them. Are we financing them by making space in the budget, by lowering spending, or by raising taxes? Or are we just resorting, or when I say we, I mean the government, resorting to more borrowing? And if it's more borrowing, we're going to have more inflation in our hands. And unfortunately, while I understand that people are really worried about a shutdown, they should also be really worried that apart from a few people, no one wants to talk about this, our debt situation. And you said $33 trillion. That's the entire history of the U.S. In the next 10 years, we're going to add another $20 trillion to the debt.
The debt right now reflects spending by the government. Once upon a time, however, your column most recently guides me to this in National Review, there was a period of time in my lifetime, old enough to remember this, 1950 to 1969, that there was a surplus, and that meant positive things for the inflation rate. That meant positive things for the American people. Is that all forgotten? Is that ancient history? Is that not useful to say, look at the good things that happened between 50 and 69?
Well, so just to remind people, I mean, we, after the Second World War, we had debt that was 106% of GDP. And by 74, we had the debt to GDP ratio was at 23%. So when people have actually looked at the reasons why most of this happened, it's been really because of three factors. But the biggest one was the fact that we had what we call primary surpluses for decades it was positive. We had basically a primary surplus is revenue minus spending, excluding interest payment. And we were in a state of austerity. That was the biggest factor. Of course, economic growth actually did help. If isolating what economic growth did, it would have only gone down to 74%, but instead of 23. So it's really, and you know, really economic growth helped, but not as much as austerity really. And then of course inflation did some of the work, but really, I mean, just being austere when we're not at war should not be difficult to understand. And we used to have fiscal norms that were implicit that, yes, you spend a lot during emergencies, but then you bring things into balance.
This is Eisenhower's two administrations, Kennedy's one administration, Lyndon Johnson's two administrations, the second one ending in 69. And then we hit the inflation shock of the 1970s. But up till 1969, the government was functioning fine.
It's a little bit deceiving, right? Because in the 60s, the Lyndon Johnson era ended up committing the American people today to a lot of spending that were decided back in the 60s that do not appear immediately on the books. Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security.
Entitlements. He invented it.
Yeah, the entitlements. Obviously, these programs were decided and the bulk of the spending happened long before he was dead. But it is true, though, that for the most part, debt was kept under control. I mean, 23% of the economy in 74 during the 80s when we had that inflation of 70s and 80s. I mean, it was 25% debt to GDP, which should actually worry people because we always think that a debt crisis can only come when we have a high debt to GDP ratio. But the truth of the matter is like you could find yourself in big, big, big trouble with lower share of your debt as a share of the economy. And people should worry and talk about what's happening now.
Well, I'm worried. I'm talking about it. That's why I'm asking you, does Congress know these things? $33 trillion of debt.
I think they know it, but they've learned in the last 20 years or 30 years that that the economy has been resilient and that we've been warning of a debt crisis for a long time and it hasn't happened. And in part, it hadn't happened because interest rates remained lower than any of us would have predicted. But things are changed, right? I mean, a lot of spending decisions were made at the time where interest rates were extremely low and where there was a strong belief that rates would stay very low. But that wasn't ever possible that it would stay low. And even had they stayed low, right, a lot of debt, even with low interest rates, mean really big interest payment. Where it becomes dangerous and debt crisis territory is when you have both an enormous debt, rising interest rates, enormous interest payments, and we see our interest payment continuing, and it seems that it hasn't registered yet. In the mind of Congress, or at least they're not talking about it, that, I mean, it's really worrisome. If interest rates are staying at the level that they are, 4.5%, and shorter, that's for 10 years debt, shorter ones, rates are even higher. This could become very problematic and very quickly.
Veronique Tourigy, Mercatus Center, George Mason University. I'm John Batchelor.
Visit MODO.US for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games with free spins, exciting promotions, and always generous jackpots. You can waste your time with the others, or you can win at Modo. Register today at MODO.US for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
MODO.US. At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.